My guest this morning is Dr. Dmitry Nikolovsky. He's an assistant professor of urology at Upstate Medical University, specializing in male and female reconstructive urology. And Dr. Nikolovsky is new to here to Central New York. So, Dr. Nikolovsky, what brings you to Upstate?
It's a long story.
Yeah.
But originally, I'm from Ukraine, as you can hear from the accent. I moved with my family to Detroit in 1994. Finished all my education there, except for my fellowship in reconstructive urology, which I finished at University of Colorado, Denver. And 2 months ago, I moved to Syracuse.
Oh, 2 months ago, so very recently. Well, let me ask you a little bit more. When you were in the Ukraine, how old were you when you moved?
I was almost 21.
Oh, you were. Did you have any thoughts at the time when you were there that medicine was a direction for you? Had you done some prep in that area?
I had no clue.
I was, really?
Actually, I was a professional dental technician at the time.
Is that true? Wow.
And when I moved to the United States, I worked for about 2 years as a dental technician in Detroit. But then soon I realized that that's not what I want to do.
Interesting. So you had some medical kind of orientation in the dental world.
Yeah.
Was anyone in your family in the field of medicine that might have inspired you, or was it just a thought?
There were some relatives that were dentists or dental technicians, and that's how I ended up being a dental technician. It was very prestigious back there and then.
I see. So what prompted you to decide on surgery for one, medical surgery, and then urology?
First, I decided to go to medical school instead of dental school. I don't remember how exactly I decided it, but the whole family was against it. They thought that being a dentist was written in the stars. And
in your DNA.
Yes. And then once I entered the medical school, I met excellent mentors in Detroit and got interested in urology at first. And with the help and rotations in urology, I actually was lucky to get in, to match in urology residency at Bowman Hospital in Detroit, in Royal Oak, Michigan, rather. Going forward, Bowman Hospital has a lot of female reconstruction built into the program. So much that they recently opened their own female urology fellowship just this year.
So that's kind of how you moved into this idea of female and male, reconstructive surgery. Is that correct? How do you like Syracuse, first of all, so far?
Great.
Yeah? You haven't hit the winters yet.
Yes. For the interviews, I was brought here when there is still grass and
sunshine.
And sunshine.
But when you were in the Ukraine, what was the weather like? Was it cold and snowy?
It wasn't so bad. I lived by the Black Sea. City was called Odessa. It's by the Black Sea. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of protected by the climate of the Black Sea from the bad winters.
So it's not as extreme, as other parts.
Very mild.
Oh, very mild.
Maybe three or 4 days of snow per year.
Let's hope you're ready for our winters, but we're so happy to have you here.
Tell us
a little bit about what it is that you do. When you talk about male and female reconstruction, just briefly, give us an overview. What are the kinds of surgeries you perform?
So in my case, I was trained in male and female reconstruction. So usually people are trained in one or the other, and so I'll tell them separately. Female reconstruction, the first thing that comes to mind is correction of stress incontinence in women.
And that's when they urinate when they don't mean to, when they're perhaps jumping or doing some kind of active, intense activity.
Yes. The word stress doesn't come from them being emotionally stressed.
No.
It's more increasing the abdominal pressure when they cough, sneeze, laugh. Bear down, push something, and that's very common across the world. It's a very common problem, but people think that this is just part of life, and they don't seek treatment a lot. The second associated problem kind of goes together is pelvic organ prolapse or bladder prolapse, or also called cystocele, and it comes with other similar problems in the pelvic compartment, such as rectocele, enterocele.
What causes that?
The number one cause probably is being a woman of many pregnancies.
So childbearing alone will create...
Childbearing alone, but there are studies showing that, let's say, C-section is a little more protective than vaginal delivery.
Maybe because of all the pressure that you're going through when you're pushing a baby out.
Correct. And the number of pregnancies increase the likelihood of having the pelvic organ prolapse.
I don't want to run out of time, and I know I'm going to invite you back another time to talk more in depth about some of these surgeries. Tell us what you do with the males.
In males, again, the first thing that comes to mind is stress incontinence.
Same idea.
Same idea, but after different processes.
In other words, for different reasons.
For different reasons, after surgeries, after, let's say, radiation or treatment for prostate cancer, surgical treatment. So a small percentage of men actually become incontinent as part of the the procedure. And that's also correctable. There are ways to correct that.
So in all these cases, these are surgical interventions, because I know for some things like stress incontinence in women, I know from things I've read, that there are some medical treatments as well, medicines, that kind of thing. But everything, obviously, that you're involved in is a surgical intervention.
Well, first we have to determine which one it is. And sometimes it's not a clear cut. Sometimes people have both. And we have studies designed to... very sensitive studies
tests
to define
that you do,
whether they have one and other or both, and which one is predominant. And we would just go after the predominant problem, if necessary, treat medically. And if they fail, we would offer a surgery, variety of surgeries.
Now, I don't want to run out of time, so I want to make sure you cover what else you do with men.
Urethral stricture disease is my favorite topic. I have probably 90-minute lecture on that.
What does that mean?
Urethral stricture in the industrialized world, it mostly comes from either trauma or something we call iatrogenic injury. People had catheters for a long time. It involved inflammation of the urethra.
Which is how they urinate, males urinate
and,
through it.
Correct. And over time, this could become obstructed with the scar tissue, inflammation, and it makes more and more, basically becomes more and more difficult to urinate. It requires a lot of force and pressure to express urine. And in the past, the treatments were just brutal, and we offer very nice plastic surgery type of reconstruction of the urinary tract.
So would you say overall, we're running out of time, so I want to just get this, overall that all these surgical interventions have been successful and are successful for the most part?
Success rate is defined, nothing is 100%, but we can offer 90-95% success rate with the surgical procedures, where other treatments usually fail.
And you do this at both campuses at this point? You work at the Community General campus and also at the 550 Harrison Avenue campus?
I am planning to do it everywhere where I am privileged, and mm-hmm. that includes community, mm-hmm. University, VA, and am I missing one more?
I'm not sure, but you have a new office, I know, at Harrison Avenue.
Yes, correct, and at 550 Harrison.
Right. So how does somebody get involved if somebody had some question about what they were, you know, excuse me, they had a problem, male or female, and needed some surgical intervention? How would they get attached to you? Is there's an upstate urology department, and they would just call upstate to get
urology,
an appointment?
And also the webpage, there is a button, find a doctor, and
So if you went on the general Upstate page, you would have a find a doc option.
You could find me either by my last name or by the disease, or just scroll through the urology department roster and
the roster. Find me. How long does it take generally for people to recuperate from this kind of surgery? Any of whether male or female? Is there? Can you make a general overview statement?
I'm a big proponent of outpatient or otherwise minimal impact surgery. So some procedures that are usually 3 days recovery inpatient, I do as outpatient or 23-hour stay, and that would include urethral stricture correction, vesicovaginal fistula correction, and anti-incontinence procedures. Some other procedures that are more involved, people sometimes stay for 23 hours or maybe even 2 to 3 days, depending on...
But generally, it seems like a fairly short-term stay.
Yes.
And then are they restricted following this kind of surgery, or can they pretty much resume their lives?
No, like for any other surgery, they would have to be taking it easy for 6 weeks, no heavy lifting, no bearing down. Walking is okay, but swimming in a hot tub is not, and that's true for basically any surgery that
right.
we do.
Right. You see a wide range of ages as well? Or would you say this is limited to people kind of in the older age range for these kinds of surgical interventions?
17 and over.
Oh, really?
Especially for urethral stricture disease, you tend to see younger people. But for everything else, it's...
So you really have a very varied and interesting subspecialty, it sounds like to me. And it sounds like we're very, very lucky to have you. I'm going to invite you to come back another time because I'd like to talk a little bit more about a controversial topic that's out there in the news. And we've been hearing a lot about this whole idea of pelvic reconstruction with women and some of the procedures that are being done, like the mesh. And so would you come back another time and talk to us about that?
Yes, thank you. And I'm very familiar with this topic, being on both mesh implanter and mesh explanter.
Okay, you see it both ways.
I see it both ways. I don't believe that mesh by itself is evil, but in a proper patient...
It can help.
In a proper patient with under proper circumstances, mesh could be helpful.
Okay, we're going to have a chance to talk about that right now. Thank you so much for joining us. My guest has been Dr. Dmitry Nikolovsky. He's an assistant professor of urology at Upstate Medical University, and he specializes in male and female reconstructive urology. Stay right there. We'll be right back after this short break.